Easter Sunday is the day we rejoice as we commemorate the raising of Jesus from the dead. That fact alone is sufficient to occupy our minds and hearts the whole day through as we express our joy at the miracle through music and fellowship together. It literally means eternity to us. So I hope these few comments will simply add to our celebration of the miracle of the resurrection. We're told in Matthew 28 that at the very first moment that it was possible, at the break of dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, thought to be probably Mary the mother of James, set out to go to the tomb. It says they went to look at the tomb. If we think that's strange, we only have to remember how common it is in our day for people to visit the graves of lost loved ones. We do that because somehow it brings back memories to us. As we look at the grave, we remember the last moments before the coffin was lowered from our sight. And we pay our tribute by placing flowers on the grave. It's a sign of our love for our loved one. Mary and Mary Magdalene went with spices to pay their last service to Jesus, to anoint his grave clothes. But there's a problem for them. On the way to the tomb, they realise, as we read in Mark 16, verse 3, who will roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb? To seal the tomb, a large circular stone would have been rolled to secure the opening. And such a stone could weigh anything up to 2 tons. It would have been rolled down a decline. To move the stone, it would have to be pushed up the incline. Certainly an impossible feat to achieve from the inside of the tomb. And also it would be an impossible thing for any 2 people, let alone 2 women, to do. So, as Mark says, they went to look at the tomb. We might say they went to size up the tomb so they could work out how to gain access to minister to Jesus with their spices. Undaunted and accepting that the last people from whom they could expect help to remove the stone would be the guards, who had already feared there might be some trickery, given that Jesus had said he would rise on the 3rd day, and Pilate gave orders, "Go, make the tomb as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the tomb and posting a guard. But when the women arrived and looked at the tomb, they saw the stone had been rolled away. In fact, to make the point that something quite miraculous had happened, Matthew's Gospel tells us that the women saw an angel sitting on top of the rolled away stone. Furthermore, the guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. It's interesting to remember that later on we read that Jesus appeared to his disciples on the evening of the first day of the week. That's in John 20, verse 19. The disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them. In verse 26, a week later, his disciples were in the house again, though the doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them. Jesus didn't need an angel to roll away the stone from the tomb so he could come out. The angel rolled the stone away so the women could get in. The women discovered that when they went to minister to Jesus, they were thinking it could be impossible. But they found that serving him, however impossible it may seem, he makes the impossible possible. If it takes a miracle, let us never forget that an angel removed the obstacle that the women could not themselves remove. All God required of them was for them to show their love for Jesus by serving him. Despite the extra seal on the tomb, the angel had completely removed the stone so they could enter the tomb. Whatever God asks us to do, you can be sure that if it takes a miracle to do it, He'll provide that miracle to make it possible, to open the door of opportunity if we will walk in faith. That still applies for us even when we look at the task with which we are entrusted and it seems completely impossible. Mary bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been. "Woman," they asked, "why are you crying?" Distraught, Mary replied, "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him." Notice her description of Jesus, "my Lord." She was that committed to Jesus, to personally serving him. She was ready to minister for him. The angel told the women, "Come and see the place he lay." In other words, satisfy yourself. Jesus is not in the tomb. He is risen. Now go and tell others. When Mary turned round and saw Jesus standing there, she didn't realize it was him. She couldn't see him through her tears, and anyway, she would have been looking for a dead body. It's hardly surprising she didn't recognize the glorified risen Christ. But as he called her by name, Mary, she recognized him. Jesus knew that's all she needed to hear for her to recognize him, and she exclaimed, "Rabboni," or teacher. She was ready in an instant to minister not to him, but for him. May I suggest something perhaps a little unusual? But then this is Easter, our time of miracles. Would you come and look at the tomb? See the stone is rolled away. See inside and see it is empty. Then for a few moments, close your eyes and wait and listen. Listen to the risen Jesus saying your name. John, Brian, Graham, Betty, Margaret, whatever your name may be, listen to your name and hear Jesus say to you, "Go, tell others I am risen from the dead, and in my name seek the lost as I have done. Do as I have done." Whatever limitations you may feel you have, whatever impossibilities you feel you face, you can rely on me to make the impossible possible. Would you listen now, please, and hear the voice of Jesus calling your name?